do I say this? Just to share the experience, it really doesn't matter how much I meditate, how much I pray. It really doesn't matter. When we come to assemble, there is a higher acknowledgement of arrival that is set to take place. So the reason they're having me share that is they want to suggest that we all do the same. So in other words, wherever you are in consciousness, wherever you find yourselves, to remind yourself to stop and to seek higher placement, higher association, higher acknowledgement, higher surroundings, higher aspiration, higher destiny. Because as you will seek it, it's a little bit like seek and you shall find. So we tend to do that when we're really praying or we really need help or, we're up against a deadline. But what they're reminding us is every instant is an opportunity to open up to further acceptance, further acknowledgement, so that we don't have to wait for the crisis to unfold. We don't have to wait for, oh, I really need the higher frequency now. The more that we remember that we're fully assembled, what they mean by fully assembled is just imagine, oh, you just got whatever, a piece of furniture you're gonna put together, you got all the parts, the screws, whatever it is. It's like fully assembled, meaning that all the parts that you need to build the table, to build the piece of furniture, is already presented, is already acquired, is already in your bag, is already in your drawstring. So while you're still building it, you're not like panicking, like, oh, I hope I have the next part. You're pretty confident that seek and you shall find. So that's the emphasis right now. It's sort of like, I still have to find it, I still have to locate it, I have to find the screwdriver, I still have to insert the nail, the screw. But the more that we understand that we're already stepped up, meaning that higher guidance is already self-activated. In other words, it's already within reach, it's already within vicinity, it's already within our broad stroke destiny, as we will sign on. So sign on is look above, look higher, go beyond the first constraint. The first constraint's not going to tell you anything. It's going to be the old prejudice. The prejudice is the projection. The projection is duality. Good, bad, right, wrong. It's just an old program. It's not us. So what we're learning to do is to hold ourselves higher. So through the breath, through the meditative awareness, through the chanting, through the sunshine, whatever way you prefer, it's sort of like holding that sacred space, holding that spaciousness, holding that frequency when you realize you're not your cutthroat destiny, meaning that good, bad, right, wrong, I have to follow my mind, I have to follow the old semblance, because it's like Christ is risen, meaning that our Christ self, our I am presence, our birthing that's upon us is waiting for our direction. So just imagine like the furniture, today's furniture day. The furniture delivery people are here. Where do you want it? Where do you want it, lady? So we have to decide where we want it. We have to choose it. We have to elect it. We have to sort through the old confinement. The old confinement is going to be very restricted. It's going to be, I'm right, you're right. I'm wrong, you're wrong. We're all wrong, whatever it is. It's never going to be fully satisfying. Because as long as we're still holding that energy of judgment, ideas leave not their source. As long as we're still holding a judgment against self or others, we're just going back and forth. We're not really getting anywhere. So allow yourselves to proceed with innocence. Allow yourselves to proceed with grace. Allow yourselves to proceed with extreme likeness of self. Extreme likeness of self is your true self. It's your I am presence. It's your divine self. it's your highest rapport. So we want to remember to enjoy the sunshine, meeting that highest rapport, that energy of love, that frequency, which all is possible, that we now understand. Now understand means we can now reach, we can now activate, we can now assemble, we can now ascribe to that heavenly reachings, to that heavenly treasuring, to that heavenly broadcast. We're not trying to solve anything from the old establishment, because it's a little bit like here today, gone tomorrow. In other words, you're not really solving anything. You're just sort of moving things around. What we're doing is going higher to a true love's assemblance. So true love's assemblance is recognizing that we are love. That is our true nature. That's the gift that we're here to bring forth. And they're going like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Because we're here to assume the obvious, meaning that there's a higher frequency of self that's just waiting for us to come by. It's waiting for us to assume. It's waiting for us to understand. So understand is, how do I say that? Like, it's waiting for us to congratulate our own heavenly assurance. So waiting for us to understand is we recognize it to be our true self. We recognize it to be our true wholeness. We recognize it to be our true impulse. We recognize it to be the truth of our journey. So as we allow that to be received, as we allow that to be fulfilled, fulfilled is your divine contract. Each of us have a divine contract that is being sort of like brought forward. You know, it's like we're finishing out the karma, we're finishing out the old cycle, we're moving into a new orchestration, we're moving into 5D love's assurance. So when we say that, we want to remember that there's a broadcast, a frequency, a consciousness that is soon to be seen. So when we receive that, it's an upgrade, it's a lightness, it's a heart-centered union. But it is a different frequency. So we really want to feel that, allow that. And so all of the mind is sort of like, what are you doing? Yeah, you're going to lose this way. This is where we're literally taking that leap of faith. Because, again, the more that we understand that there's nothing left behind that's really interesting, there's nothing left behind that can really amuse us, because what goes up goes down. So it's really only a matter of time before here we are in hopelessness and despair again. So this isn't like, oh gosh, it doesn't sound very good. It's really that in the old frequency, in the old paradigm, it really isn't. There's nothing that's really going to ultimately change. So this is where we're moving across the board. So just imagine like you're playing a board game, it's like, or a computer screen, you're moving right across that screen. You're choosing like a placement that is so, how would I say that? Like releasing the brakes, releasing the straps, permitting yourself to really explore heaven, to really explore a new advantage, to really explore your true nature. So when we explore our true nature, we allow that songbird within self to sing. We allow that broadcast of love to assume. We allow that light to, how would I say this? It's sort of like find our way in the darkness, because it doesn't matter how dark it is. Once you find the light, once you assume your new identity, then all is made new again because of the placement you are now agreeing with, because of the placement you are now consenting to, because of the placement that you have now arrived at. So allow yourselves to be newly birthed. Newly birthed is, I choose my new frequency. I choose my new halo. I choose my new placement of association forevermore. Forevermore is, this is where I stand. This is where I stand. This is where I now assist. This is the new parallel reality I have come to agree with, consent to, stand upon, truly assemble. Truly assemble. So as we allow this shift, as we allow this new currency, as we allow this new broadcast, all is made new again, because we're recognizing that we are the stars. We're recognizing that we are our I Am presence. We're recognizing that we are our divine self. We're recognizing that we are that beautiful master energy that we've been noticing guiding us. It turns out to be ourselves, our true selves. So allow that birthing to be heard, to be welcomed, to be warranted, to be established, to be resurrected, to be trusted. So the trusted is, I'm going for it, I'm allowing it, I'm admitting it, I'm realizing it, I'm agreeing with it. So we're agreeing with our light, and we're agreeing with our new acknowledgement, and we're agreeing with our new birth, because that new birth is essential. We want to really understand that we're waking up to the truth of self. We're waking up to our divinity at last. So allow that to register. Allow that to be complete. Complete is, I now self-adjust. And so everything in your life has an energetic alliance with this new presentation, with this new acceptance, with this new reality that is now heard. Receive, 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 knowing that what we receive for ourselves, we receive for the all. All in the collective now have evidence of this good abundance. So the more that we remember what we're doing in order to see the skies, in order to see the heart space, in order to see the light, we're opening that door for all that are ready to follow. And the more that you can see yourself in that strength, that I have the ability to open that door that others may follow, it'll strengthen your awareness and confidence in your higher self connection, so that you can continue to do more of the same. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.